word turn for a wagon full of something?
No. Never did.
When did your horseshoes come in?
Well, we'd buy them at the hardware stores, and I believe they come in kegs, wooden kegs, if I remember right. We used to do our own horseshoeing. We'd never go to the blacksmith shop to shoe a horse.
And if you mentioned that you got jars of vinegar, if you got a jug of vinegar, what would be have in the top?
It'd be a cork stopper.
Uh-huh. Was this always made of cork?
Yeah, I don't think the vinegar would eat a ordinary piece of tin to top up, wouldn't it? But it is always cork stoppers.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to fill this jug, you probably put something in the top. And
yeah, we had a funnel.
To change the subject a minute, did you ever have one of those musical instruments that you held up your mouth and played by blowing and something?
A French harp?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you bet. Juice harp too, one you picked as
well. Yeah.
Yeah, we've had them both.
I never understood the juice harp. I could never get anything but a toing, toing,
yeah.
Thing. People told me you could make music.
Yeah, I've seen fellas could play those doggone things and really make music on them. I never could.
No, I couldn't either.
No music about me anyway.
Why? There certainly wasn't any in me when I had one of those. If there was, it wouldn't come out.
Yeah.
We were talking about a wagon a moment ago. What did you call the part that came out from the wheels, the part that you'd put the animals on each side
the
of?
The tongue?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then if you had a buggy with a one-horse...
Chaise.
Uh-huh.
Be chaise.
What if it was a two-horse buggy?
It'd have a tongue.
Uh-huh. And...
the end of that tongue would be a neck yoke. You tie that neck yoke up into the collar of each horse.
Uh-huh.
On either side.
Uh-huh.
Hold it up.
On your buggy, did you have a special thing to crack?
And whip?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'd have a buggy whip.
That was more for looks than for work, wasn't it?
Well, no, not gonna be. They use them a lot of times. You know, lady horse, you'd whip him along all the time.
What would you say to someone if you wanted him to get a horse ready for a buggy?
Hitch him up.
Uh-huh. Now, what does this mean?
That's put the harness on him and put him in the buggy and hitch him to the buggy.
Uh-huh. And we talked about the wagon tongue. If you have two horses, behind each horse for this wagon, there will be a...
double tree, and then single trees to where you'd have fasten the traces on each horse to a single tree.
Uh-huh.
And they'd be fastened to a double tree.
Mm-hmm. Were these ever called anything else?
Not that I can recall on that.
Mm-hmm. On a wagon wheel, there was a steel part on the outside, and then inside that, a wooden part.
Yeah.
What did you call a steel part?
That is the rim.
Uh-huh.
The inside was... where the axles, where the spokes went in there. Let me see what they call that now. I forgot. I don't remember what they call it now, but that's where the spokes went in and fastened from the hub up to this rim there.
And if you got a wagon full of something and got ready to take it to town, say, what would you say you were going to do? You were going to...
Well, we'd go, if it was going to unload it, down, we'd go down to town and unload it.
Uh-huh. And if you, let's say...